All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Closed Game. Now, this one, this is a more softer scene. And as crazy as Celine is, I really like that look on her face. It actually looks like she cares. Like, she literally looks innocent, but she is far from fucking innocent, folks. We know that. And even Felicia kind of looks a little... I mean, they both are sisters, you can tell that. Almost identical twins. And, yeah, it's not bad. I like it. It's a good scene. It'd be okay if the dick wasn't in the way, you know? But then what would they be looking at? I don't know. Celine says, "Let us begin. The person who makes Togo McNaughton come first is declared the winner." Yeah, I get it. All I gotta do is make him come. Easy. That's piss easy. Celine's expression is a confident look as she grabs my balls and starts to fondle them. Sucking his cock alone won't make him ejaculate. Watch what happens if you lovingly but thoroughly caress his balls. See, they're starting to twitch like crazy. Ah, an old ball caress. She carefully massages the sensitive parts of my testicles, making them tingle distinctively. Oh, oh! It feels really good. A few small moans escape my mouth. Fuck! I'm gonna lose at this rate. I've gotta step it up. Celicia's grip on my shaft isn't... Yeah. Hold on. Let's do that correctly, folks. Celicia's grip on my shaft isn't like that of a lover. She tugs on it more like a sailor reeling in a rope. Ouch. Ouch. Huh? Dear sister, you can't be so rough with it. Now they're looking angry at each other. Shut up, his dick's not your private property, bitch. You wanted a competition and now you're getting it. As aggressively as she responds, she does take Celine's advice. Her stroking suddenly calms down from its violent pace from a moment ago. She follows Celine's example by touching me more gently, keeping an eye on my reaction the whole time. He likes it when you jerk him hard. Isn't that right, Togo? Yeah. While there's still too much pressure on me for it to feel good, I agree with Celicia anyway. She doesn't have any idea of how to stroke a man's penis. Yeah, see, he likes what I'm doing better, right, Togo? What are you talking about, dear sister? He hasn't said anything like that. Bah, never mind that. Just hand over his dick. Celine attempts to snatch away my dick, but Celicia keeps it away from her. My god, they're fighting. No, fuck you, it's mine. His dick belongs to me. My, aren't you a mean one? Your sweet twin sister asked you to share, and you're so cold-hearted as to refuse? Ha! Don't try to bullshit me. Just keep your mouth shut and watch as I make him come. She continues to jerk me off, even while quarreling with Celine. Oh! My dick grows bigger and bigger as a result of her rhythmic, aggressive hand job. Togo, Oh god, it's getting really big. Do you like my hand job, Togo? I mean, damn, his penis is like half the size of a Subway sandwich. Jesus Christ, they make this shit exaggerated, don't they? Come on, don't make me say that out loud, it's embarrassing. Oh my bad, I just, you know, thought it looked like you're enjoying it, so the question just slipped out. Her cheeks suddenly flushed, as if she's embarrassed for asking. Huh? What the fuck? Give me his dick back. You said it yourself. This is a competition. All I'm doing is taking the lead. Now that she has my dick, Celine gives me slow, soft strokes. The gentle movements stimulate all of my most sensitive spots, inflaming my lust. Ah! 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 Doesn't it feel good, Togo? Your cock started throbbing right as I began stroking you. See how much free cum is pouring out of the tip? What the hell, Togo? You betray me? Tell me it's not true. What is he supposed to do? Say, bad, penis, bad, bad. Don't do that. No, don't get erect. No. I'm not betraying anyone. Don't be so dramatic. Ah! Now, you can't lie to me. Your raging boner is saying it prefers me loud and clear. But bullshit, give me that. It's my fucking turn. Hand it over. No, you won't get a turn. She says, no, you won't get a turn because I'm gonna make him ejaculate right now. Watch, when you do this, men lose control of themselves. Celine opens her mouth and starts using her tongue on me. Oh, ah, ah, ah. Aha! Oh, sorry, that's the wrong voice, guys. Aha, you like it when slush slush I lick your cock, don't you? Slush slush, oh my god, that's crazy. I'm not gonna say that. Ah, stop! She runs her tongue all over my dick while looking at me at the eye with a smile. Celicia, meanwhile, looks even more uneasy than before. She's waiting for an opening to take back my member. Stop being a piece of shit, Celine. Give me his back his cock already. I ain't doing it, folks. But she's not letting her have it. Her tongue feels way better than I anticipated. My urge to come is spiraling out of control. If I come now, though, I'll betray Celicia. Oh my god. Uh-oh. Oh fuck, keep it together, Togo. You gotta keep it in! Oh, she's telling him to go blow his load. She focuses her oral assault in the opening of my urethra as if she's sure I'll come from it. Combined with the accelerating strokes of her hand, it soon becomes impossible for me to hold back any longer. Celine, stop! Stop it! Ah! Oh! Oh! Oh my goodness, there it is! He's coming everywhere! I shoot my loadout onto her face. It hardly felt good at all. It happened too quickly. Togo, dude, why are you coming? Dude, what do you want me to do? Ah, as expected, my tongue just feels too good, doesn't it? Even as she ridicules me, she continues working her tongue against me. Yeah. After mocking me a bit, she looks back to Celicia. So what? Am I just no good? You mean I can't make him come or what? Exactly, you're not good enough for him, dear sister. I'm the only one who can make him ejaculate like this. No, it's not like that. All this is just basically, you know, a physical reaction. Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear your fucking excuses, you son of a bitch. Anyway, I've won the game. Just look at how much he came. It's a flawless victory for me. Flawless victory. Over my dead body. Uh-oh. What? Celicia, what are you? With an angry shout, Celicia grabs my junk and starts jerking me off once again. Ow, and it's probably hard. You can keep going, right? Don't hold back when you're feeling ready to bust. Just blow your load. She has an earnest expression on her face as she attempts to rouse my cock in her hand. What the fuck? Why is your dick not getting hard? Oh, but because I just came. Ah, you're stroking it too hard. Ah! The winner has been declared, dear sister. It's time you admit defeat. Shut up, it's my turn to jerk him off and get him to... Yeah, I don't know, man. Who said we're taking turns? Fine, so be it. I expect you won't dispute my victory if I make him come again, yes? Well, you're not going to. Fuck's sake, Togo, get hard. Stop jerking it so forcefully. Go easy on me. You go easy? Okay, then how about this? What the hell? That's not even a dead. Why is she licking? Oh! She sticks her tongue out and starts licking my dick like a lollipop. Could you please not blindly copy me, dear sister? I'm not copying your bitch ass! You know everyone knows how to lick, right? You and your bitch ass. Your childish way of licking will never get him to ejaculate. Yeah, well, just look at his dick. Oh, ah! You calling him immoral? Bruh, I never took you for such an immoral person, Togo McNaughton. Selene scolds me, shaking with anger. Oh no, she's doing it. She's doing it. Anything you can do, I can do better, dear sister. Excuse me, he clearly much prefers my technique over yours. That's just what you think. Oh, Lord, nothing more. This is insane, folks. Celicia's technique really is improving. She might not have known anything to begin with, but she's gauging the effectiveness of her actions by my reactions at every moment. She's truly a fast learner. Just blow your load, whatever. Come on, all you want. Before I know it, her licking has become much smoother, more intense compared to when we started. It's far better now. I'm gonna go. Bust wherever you want. Blow your load. Oh, no, not all over me. Oh. Well, I guess for her, I guess a different story. Not me. We're not breaking the fourth wall here. Not on my watch, you won't. Celine's hand shakes, snakes in from the side and snatches away my dick. Oh no, here we go. Watch, Togo. I'll make you feel really good once more. See how this feels? Dude, you're fucking cheating, Celine. You just can't steal it from me like that. Ah! Ah! I'm cheating. You refuse to admit that you lost fair and square? You have no right to complain? Celine grins impishly while stroking my stolen cock. Right beside her, Celicia glowers at her sister. Glowers, and there's a word. At her sister while trying to steal it right back. Fuck you, give it back. Ah, stop yanking my dick around! Listen, dear sister, if you don't start behaving properly, I will tear his cock off. Ah, ha ha. They both ignore the dick's owner as they continue their little spat. Now she's threatening to rip it off? Jesus, cut me a break! Ah, don't fuck with me. With another glance at Celicia's angry expression, Celine resumes licking my member once more. I have a theory. They're pretty close to each other, and I don't know much about Celicia, but I know she's really damn good with guns. So I'm wondering if Celicia's gonna take her hand out there, reach in there into the concealed gun that's in Celine's possession during the sex, and actually pull the damn thing out. Because she can do it. She's got the reflexes for it. I want to see that happen. Compared to Celicia's, her tongue technique is more delicate. In general, she stimulates my sensitive parts more precisely. Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! とは比べ物にならないくらい気持ちいいですよね。
This feels much better than when my sister tried, doesn't it? I have to admit that this will make me come before long. But if I come again, Celicia will never forgive me for it. Fuck, I need to hold out until Celicia gets a chance to take it back. She slurps the pre-cum leaking out of my tip, digging in... Blech. She slurps the pre-cum leaking out of my tip before digging her tongue beneath my glands. Ah, oh god, ah! Oh, fuck. See, I still know what the fuck glands is. They should have called it something different, because when I think of glands. Like, you know, like you have glandular issues or something, you sweat glands. But it's actually the glands, G-L-A-N-S. I don't know, they should have called it something else, like the underside of the dick or something. I don't know what they call it. Ah, oh god, ah, oh, fuck! Remember, my man, Togo, this woman, this one sucking your dick right now, she had a pig man with a tentacle penis rape you in the ass. Keep that in mind now. So when you go blowing your load, just remember, this woman's the reason why your ass got violated. My pelvis rises together with my need to climax, but just as I feel my orgasm welling within the base of my cock, now's my chance. Huh? What are you doing? This is what I'm doing. Yeah, you guys heard that. Celicia manages to recapture my cock and take over licking it. With how close I was coming already, that's all it takes for me to go over the edge. Ah, Celicia, I'm cooming! My dick explodes with jizz into Celicia's mouth, even though the CGs don't seem to show that. After holding out for so long, there's much more of it than the previous time. What are you doing coming like that? You cheated, sister. That's against the rules. Celicia only ignores Celine's protest. However, she closes her mouth. She gulps down all the seed I shot into her mouth. Why you? Celine looks furious as she stares at Celicia's lips. Togo's cum. Yep, she seems to like that. By the time Celicia finally opens it again, all my sperm in her mouth has disappeared from down her from her throat. This means I win, Celine. How does this mean you win? Use your brain. I drank his jizz. That counts as a win, much more than just making him come, don't you think? Celicia claims victory through rather dubious criteria. It counts for more, huh? I can't say I agree, dear sister. Uh-oh. damn it. You had the chance to fucking grab the gun, but you didn't. You were right in the same area. Celine slides off of the bed and points her gun at Celicia. Celine, what are you doing? What the fuck's gotten into you? You must really take me for an idiot, don't you? Cut the shit out, Celine. No, you need to cut it out, dear sister. She presses the gun against Alicia's forehead. Jesus, you're crazy. Togo McNaughton uses to restrain my sister. Celine produces what looks like two thin armbands. What? What? Are you serious? Yes, I've had enough. Yes, I've had enough of her annoyances. If you don't do as I say, I will pull the trigger and kill her. Jesus. Okay, okay. Without any other choices, I tied Celicia's arms and legs. Sorry about this, Celicia. Not your fault. Don't feel bad. Why are you wasting time with your chatter? Stop talking and finish restraining my sister now. Ugh. Now let us continue, Togo McNaughton. Continue what? And trying to make me repeat myself? Fuck you. Don't let her control you, Togo. Ah, fuck! I can't get these off. Ugh! Jesus! Celine presses the gun against my head now. You would do what I say if you want my sister to live. Are we clear? Moment later, the gun leaves my brow. She takes off her clothes and pushes me down onto the bed. Alright, things just got hardcore. There's that Mega Man boss music. Hee, this is no time to be lived. Go on, get your dick erect again. After mounting me, she starts rubbing her crotch against my penis. Her snatch is warm and soaking wet with nectar. She must have gotten really aroused while she was servicing me earlier. I'm certain that grinding it like this is bound to get you stiff once more. All I can do is lie here and let her do this to me. Feel that? Your dick is twitching beneath my pussy and turning erect. That's its way of saying it likes me much more than it likes my sister. Oh, she's in competition. Felisa's watching. Bullshit it does. No way in hell could you make him feel good. Aha, sister, please. Envy makes you so unsightly. Would you please just stay there and watch quietly? She wraps her hand around my cock and guides it to the center of her wet palace. Now, Togo, it's time for what you've been waiting for. I will make you feel incredible with my pussy. My dick is poised for entry. All she does is slightly lower her waist to make my cock go inside her cunt. Oh, Then, as if to assert dominance over her sister, Celine starts to ride me. She beams at me with a smile of mixed lust and pleasure. Her crotch rises high up my shaft before she realizes... reverses her movements to slam her hips against mine. Pussy juice oozes from her snatch with every thrust. Soon my abdomen is soaked with it. Moaning for it, so seriously, get the fuck off him. Felicia makes rather feeble complaints towards Celine. She says, you must be desperate for his cock. If you keep your mouth shut like a good girl, I'll let you have it later. But fuck you, you don't get to decide that, you don't own of him. What? I do now, dear sister, look at how furiously erect he is. She says his dick is twitching like crazy and he's ready to come at any moment. Celine's expression has taken on a tinge of sadism. It only grows stronger whenever she glances at Celicia tied up and fuming at her. The sight of her sister in such a state makes Celine ride me even harder. You piece of shit! I fucking swear I'm gonna murder you! She's saying, this is amazing. That look on your face is the best, dear sister. If you keep looking at me like that while I have my his cock inside of me, I won't be able to hold myself back. Her shrill shriek echoes inside the room as she squirms on top of me. I can only assume she's having an orgasm as she stares at Celicia, her body twitching with euphoria. It's like, Togo, let's do it, let's keep having sex. I want to make my dear sister feel even more jealous. She says that as if I have any say in the matter. Soon enough, her pelvis is bouncing up and down once again. Shit! Shit! Not reading that. Oh, don't assume things about me! Her adroit movements rub my dick in all the right ways. Try as I might to laugh, her enthusiasm gets the better of me. I moan in pleasure as the need to come overwhelms me. You may go whenever you want. You may also admit that I please you more than my sister does. Fuck off, Celine. Get the fuck off of him. Stop this shit or I will fucking murder you. Celicia's rage from the sidelines causes Celine to stop her thrust with a sigh. She glares at Celicia, her displeasure clear. Would you shut up, dear sister? I can't enjoy having sex while you're shouting at me. Keep being so rowdy and I might just... Jesus! A moment later, Celine has her pistol pointed at Celicia again. As tolerant and compassionate as I may be, yeah, that's a fucking joke. There is still a limit. Oh, she fucking had George murdered. Fuck this bitch. Fuck you bitch. You had George murdered and George was a good man, damn it. He was a good man. There is still a limit of what I will put up with. Meddling while I have sex with Togo is especially bothersome. You think you can scare me with that? I'm used to people pointing guns at me. Now get your fucking self off him. I cannot believe you are the older one of us, yet so incorrigible. What do you think you could do in your current situation? Ha! I could kill your bitch ass even with my arms and legs behind my back! Oh really? What can you do about this then? What are you aiming at me for? I stare at Celine like a deer in headlights when she aims the gun back at me. It feels utterly surreal to see Celine smiling at me with a pistol in her hand. Celine, don't do anything dumb. Put the goddamn gun down. Perhaps you shouldn't order me around. Should you continue? Her index finger starts to move even before she finishes speaking. That's when... Eek! Holy fuck, then don't worry, I don't think she hit me, I'm fine. She hit the wall right behind me. When I glance back at it, I can see the hole. Would you learn your lesson already, please? Keep interrupting me and the next shot will go right between the eyes, right between Togo McNarden's eyes. Her finger starts to move again, slowly taking up the slack on the trigger once more. Okay, you win, I get it. Just lower the damn gun. Did you not hear what I said? Don't order me around. Is the space where your brain should be occupied by garbage or something? Okay, I'm sorry. That was out of line. Now lower the gun. Please. Hee, that's more like it. Now keep your mouth shut and eyes on me as Togo makes me coon. She keeps her gun aimed at me while she resumes riding me. Her finger is still on the trigger. Celine, you gotta keep that thing pointed at me? Are you afraid? You don't need to worry about the gun. That's easy for you to say. Oh, be quiet and focused, Togo McNarden. Concern yourself only with feeling good. She continues her entranced rhythm as she gives me a captivating smile. Her soft insides clamp down on my cock even harder than before, sucking and squeezing it from glance to shaft as if to tell me how much she wants it. So your cock is really throbbing a lot. Is it because you're scared? Ah, so you get erect when you're scared. No. Probably because... I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it's just the pressure. Could be the pressure she's applying. But yeah, that's a gun, so it's probably just weird. His whole body's going through weird sensations right now. As she puts the muzzle of the gun right against my forehead, she starts riding me even more forcefully. God damn, that's gotta be crazy. The barrel is still warm from her last shot. The smell of gunpowder wafts from its tip. Both of these sensations fan the flames of my fear. Despite my fear, or perhaps because of it, my dick is extremely hard. It might be just as she said. Bragging. Not at all. Not even a little. I can't hold back a groan. Would you listen to that, dear sister? Togo sounds like he enjoys this. He's thinking he likes my pussy more than yours. I hear Celicia grunting angrily. She's probably blaming herself for being powerless in this situation. Celine clearly savors her torment, even as she works my member deep into her snatch. The gun taps ominously against my brow every time she slams her crotch down onto mine. I find myself wondering what might happen if she pulls the trigger on accident. There's no question about it, a bullet in my brain will kill me. A look of sadistic joy occupies her face as if my dread is palpable to her. Heavy breaths escape her mouth. She says, I'm feeling so good that I might just pull the trigger by accident when I come. Oh, man. What a situation. Stop. I'm begging you. Put the gun down. Maybe I should? Or maybe you actually like it. That is interesting. She says, can't you tell your cock gets incredibly hard and throbs when I point this gun at you? Like crazy when I point this gun at you. I could make a logical argument, but there's no denying how I'm getting harder from her keeping it pointed at me. She She rocks her body furiously, riding me like a cowboy would a horse while losing itself to the pleasure. Herself to the pleasure. All of a sudden, she grams the gun's barrel into my mouth, basking in the sadistic thrill of threatening my life. Jesus Christ, that's a loaded gun! Coming, uh-oh, it's like, oh no, she says my finger's pulling the trigger on its own. Please stop, I'm begging you, put the gun. I don't get to finish my sentence. The pleasure of her starting to come from my cock blends with the adrenaline of having a gun in my face. Oh no. She climaxes before I do. Her vagina frantically convulses around me, squeezing on my dick as if trying to flatten it. Whoa, I think we forgot something, guys. Another hole just gets jet. Okay, another hole gets blasted just beside my head. I ejaculate in response to that gunshot. Semen gushes out of my cock with the force of an explosion, filling Celine's snatch with a grim in the blink of an eye. Her body twitches like crazy while the torrent of my semen blasts inside her snatch, making her let out coquettish squeals. It seems like the sensation of my ejaculation inside her led her straight into a second orgasm. I can feel her snatch spasming and contracting firmly around my member. Ugh. I'm still coming. Togo's dick still throbbing. Oh god, I'm gonna... Uh-oh. Oh! Her finger twitches again. Her gun goes off a third time. I got an idea. I don't know how much... look, I have a theory. I don't know how much good the technology is here, but I think she's gonna run out of bullets. Her finger twitches again. Her gun goes off a third time. Ah! Ooh! I groan and squirm around in desperate attempts to avoid being shot. All my body can manage though is a bit of twitching. The unbelievably intense fear coursing through me somehow brings me to another orgasm with her. It hurts! Wow, Celicia's like, Togo, how can you come so much inside her? Celicia sounds as though she's on the verge of tears as I finally finish blowing my load. Ah! Like, Togo, you, how? And she starts crying. Hearing the slight tremble in Celicia's voice fills me with self-loathing for letting Celine get the best of me. What are you crying for, dear sister? Crying? Salacious crying? It's like, fuck you, leave me alone. Like, oh, I love that pathetic expression you have right now. It's getting me in the mood for another round. I feel on top of the world. Let's do it again, dear sister. Shit! I don't know what I should do. The grin on Celine's face only grows wider as I lie there, paralyzed by indecision. Said, I am clearly the victor of our game. You won once too, dear sister, but what strikes me the most was how good the sex was. After that, now that she's done with me, Celine pulls herself away. She aims her pistol back at Celicia. One squeeze of the trigger is all it would take to end her sister's life. Now I see why mother would get addicted to this. Instead, she holsters the gun with a strange look of satisfaction. Forcing Celicia to watch her have sex with me has only fueled her superiority complex. Speaking of Celicia, she's still lying on the floor, hanging her head low. Huh, still not ready to get up yet, are we? Surely watching me and Togo have sex didn't make your pussy soaking wet? She grins and moves towards Celicia. So stop! Ugh! Underneath her shriek of surprise is a vaguely damp sound. Even I can figure out what that sound is from. I cannot believe it actually made you wet. That of all things. Celine holds her sides and laughs heartily. She too sounds very surprised that Celicia is wet. Being so smugly superior to her sister seems to fill her with contentment. Were you that jealous? Did you want to do it with him that badly? Then why didn't you simply ask? Togo's a nice person. I'm certain he'd indulge you. We'd ravage your pussy with his burly cock, I bet. You fucking whore! Celine is poking all the fun she wants in Celicia, who doesn't seem to have any comeback. Maybe she's choosing to stay quiet. It's undeniable that she's wet right now, so any protest she gives might just damage her deeper as a sore loser. Might just dig her deeper as a sore loser. With her shoulders quivering and her face deep red, Celicia looks more fragile than I've ever seen before. He shot his hot sperm right into my mouth, stuffing it completely full, so much so it gave me shivers up my spine. Listen, you don't need to deny yourself. He's right over there, so just ask him nicely right now. Perhaps you can't find the words to say. All you have to say is please, and you know. If you insist, I can repeat it for... Shut up! Fuck off! Celicia loses her patience and shouts at her. As long as her arms and legs are tied up in those bracelet-like restraints, though, shouting is the most she can do. Celine gives Celicia a smug grin until her sister finally averts her eyes. Celicia must have realized that she's only feeding the metaphorical troll by responding to Celine's provocations.
Pathetic.
pathetic. I'm amazed that you would let yourself sink so low. Do you really believe you'll survive tomorrow's round with that mentality? On the other hand, your survival would prove more entertaining, so I'll help you along the way if I feel like it. She goes on and on, ridiculing Celicia all she wants, but Celicia doesn't indulge her with a response. She simply stares into the floor with a dreary look, refusing to look even in Celine's direction. Eventually, Celine's smug grin fades away. Celicia's lack of response has bored her. Be that way then. It's time I take my leave anyway before Mother gets angry with me. At the very least, I expect your frantic struggle to survive tomorrow will be amusing. Not so fast, unlock her restraints before you leave. Oh, right, how silly of me. After pretending like she'd forgotten, she tosses me a featureless key card. I wonder if she would have just left Celicia like that if I hadn't spoken up. Now then, I'll see you once more tomorrow. With that, she leaves the room. Now it's only me and Celicia. We stare into the pearly white floor for a short while, neither of us able to break the silence. Okay, I'll get those things off you now. I'll walk over to her and eventually figure out that I need to hold the key card over her restraints. The bands around her arms and legs come off with a slight beep. Celicia! Even though the cuffs are off her, she remains motionless. She's still staring at the floor, her shoulders quiver as if she were sobbing. What's wrong? Go away. Huh? I said go away. She warns me to step away before rising to her feet. While I'm concerned about her, this very clearly is not a good time to talk about it. She walks out of my room without even looking at me. It hurts that we never got to talk like I wanted to. After what just transpired, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell she'll ever look at me the same way she did before. The fuck did I do to deserve this? As if being forced to play this deadly game wasn't bad enough, now my relationship with Celicia is soured. What, indeed, have I done to deserve this? And what in the world did Celicia and Michiko want from us? This whole thing is a puzzle with pieces bent out of shape or missing entirely. My will to solve it has nearly run out. Will we ever be able to go back? I draw a long, tired sigh and turn my gaze down to the white floor. Are we fated to just be cogs in this machine? Pawns dancing to Michiko or Celine's little song no matter what we do? There has to be something we can do about this. What that something is, though, I haven't the slightest idea. My head hangs as my thoughts run dry. Ugh! I didn't want to wake up already, but this alarm ringing in my ears forces me to. After taking a deep breath of air, I open my eyes. Celicia! She's the first thing I think of after waking up. She left the room without saying a word last night. I hope she's in a better mood by now. Obviously, though, I'm not expecting her to feel fine, not after what Celine did to her. She might not be feeling better at all. She might even be still alone in her room, weeping by herself. That fear sinks into my heart. I've never seen her look the way she did yesterday, hence my concern. Fuck! Why'd things have to turn out this way? This is all because Celine dragged us up here. We had relatively comfortable lives down on Earth, but she went and ruined it all. I feel nothing but resentment for that whore after she stripped away our dignity as human beings and killed our friend, mocking us all the while. 2 more days of this, and then it's over. No matter what, I will survive this. There's been no rhyme or reason to the suffering we've shouldered since coming here, but one thing is clear. Something is going to happen once the game ends. Maybe we'll actually get to confront Celine and Michiko in person, but for now, all we can do is take their word for it. I get out of bed and start getting myself dressed. As I do so, Celine suddenly shows up in hologram form. Good morning to you. I must say I greatly enjoyed our time together yesterday. Her demeanor is bright and cheery. In other words, it doesn't seem like any part of last night's events bother her in any way. Now, how she can just smile like that? Does she not feel the slightest bit guilty? Whether this girl really is Celine or not, everything about her has begun to repulse me. Oh, what a wonderful evening that was. That was the first time doing something like that. My first time doing something like that. Looking back at it makes my heart start thumping. I ignore her as I focus on dressing myself. I'll gain nothing by indulging her in conversation. The feel of your cock, the pleasure of it penetrating me, and oh, the naughty sounds. I can still feel its burly shape molded against my insides. And then there were the squishy noises when you thrust, how your seed seeped into my body. It was simply amazing. Our aroused diatribe trails on, but I refuse to say anything in response. While I have many things to say and names I want to call her, I don't have the energy to speak to her. If she's just going to keep prattling on, then it's easier to just let the conversation die naturally. Can't cut your tongue? Say something, Togo McNarton. Are you that traumatized by it? You refused to speak to me after I had a little fun? Don't you have something to say to Celicia? Excuse me? I said, don't you have something to say to Celicia? I find myself raising my voice with her smug attitude. I cannot forgive what she's done. What shocks me is how she talks so casually about it, like it was fun for us all and not just her. My bundled up fury unravels inside me as I face her with my hands clenched into fists. Stop shouting, would you? What has got you so worked up? She doesn't look remorseful at all, despite how obviously angry I am with her. In fact, the only emotion I can see in her expression is annoyance. She looks down at me with cold, distant eyes. Listen, you bitch, I... Keep screaming at me like that and I will kill you, my sister, and everyone you know. Ah! Her reprimand makes me return to my senses. She'll kill everyone I know. That threat snaps me back to reality. Just because I'm deigning to have this small chat with you doesn't mean you can forget your position relative to mine. Her gaze is as cold as ice. The truth is, she's right, I am far below her. She has all the power over me. If I let my feelings get the best of me and say something that upsets her, I have no idea how severely she'll retaliate. You and my sister will be fine as long as you act the way I want you to. Plus, it makes the game more interesting that way. She giggles to herself. Strictly speaking, it's evident she views us as mere cogs in the machines of the game. The person Celine is now doesn't care about her shared past with Celicia and me. I set up another wonderful stage for you today. Get yourself ready so Mother and I can enjoy some quality entertainment. With that final order to suit up, her hologram vanishes. The exchange we had made it very clear exactly what she thinks about us. The storm of fury in me refuses to abate. At this point, it's probably best to assume that the Celine we knew no longer exists. That girl who taunts us up, the girl who taunts us, she's a stranger and antagonist. A despicable murderer who killed George, damn it! It will make all of our lives easier if we think of her solely as she appears to us today. Well, it looks like my hunch about this game was true. Based on what Celine just told me, it seems that the game really is rigged. There are no rules that ensure fair play. In fact, I reckon the final outcome has already been determined. Needless to say, we shouldn't expect them to spare our lives, much less keep their promise about letting us live in Calum Herbs. They might be planning to let us survive until final days just so they can kill us off in earnest for their finale. If so, I have only till tomorrow to live. The more I think about it, the less willing I am to step beyond the boundaries of this room. Obviously, I can't stay in here forever. They'll surely force me out somehow. This is just stalling for time in the most elementary way possible. I'm scared of going outside, though. It feels like death is at my doorstep, counting the hours until my time comes. My whole body trembles in fear. Togo McNaughton, stop wasting everyone's time. Proceed out into the hallway. As I stand there paralyzed, Celine shows up again. She's probably impatient because it's almost time for the game to air or something along those lines. Okay, fine. And hurry up, drag your feet around and I'll kill everyone. She vanishes again after delivering that threat. In the end, no matter what I decide, she might kill me anyway. My only hope is to try and survive this round of the game. And I guess that's my only way to make it. I finally get my ass in the gear and head for the door. As discouraged as I am, I have to man up and get through this. Not all hope is lost, so I need to swallow my fear and pray everything goes well today. Alright, let's do this. After psyching myself up, I leave the confines of my room. Alright, folks, well, that was the end of this one. And we will continue with the rest of the game next week. And things are going to get interesting when we move on to day 3. Alright, so that would be the end. And you guys have a good one. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out.